Listening part two. Listen to three conversations and for questions 11 to 20, choose the correct answer A, B or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You have 2 minutes to read the questions for part two. Conversation 1.
So, what are we thinking? My place, yours, or shall we talk to her parents about using their house? It's definitely bigger, and their garden's amazing. It'd certainly give us a lot more possibilities. Oh, then there's the guest list, food, decorations. We also need to think about a cake, music, how we're going to get her there. Worst of all, the whole stress of getting it all done without letting the cat out of the bag, then...
Whoa, slow down, Sam. It's only a surprise party for Anna, not the Queen. Sit down. Breathe, OK? Let's take it one step at a time, shall we? Now, I suggest we start with the guest list. That way we'll know how big a venue we need and then the rest should fall into place. Pass my laptop. No chance of Anna looking on there for clues.
Good plan, Claire. Well, you're only 30 once. It's definitely worth making a big deal of it. I'm sure Anna will want to share it with as many of her friends as we can get in touch with. I know she said she didn't want a big fuss, but people always say that, don't they?
Yeah, I can't understand those people who get all weird about birthdays and bang on about getting old and philosophise about their own sense of mortality. Boring. Live it up, I say.
I couldn't agree more. I'm so relieved none of our friends is like that. But it takes all sorts to make the world go around, I suppose.
True. But what's not to love about birthdays? Centre of attention for the day? Free to indulge yourself and people you love spoiling you? It makes all that getting older nonsense easier to swallow.
Anna's going to love what we've got planned. I can't wait for her reaction when we do the big reveal. We'll definitely have to capture that moment for posterity. And then when...
Wait a minute. I've just got an email from Anna. I don't believe it. She's only gone and booked a holiday to Spain. She says, and I quote, "I'm too old for birthdays, so I know you guys will understand if I disappear for a few days in the sun."
What? That's impossible. How did we get everything so wrong?
No idea, Sam. But I can tell you one thing. It's definitely not the kind of surprise I was expecting to talk about today. Now listen again.
So, what are we thinking? My place, yours, or shall we talk to her parents about using their house? It's definitely bigger, and their garden's amazing. It'd certainly give us a lot more possibilities. Oh, then there's the guest list, food, decorations. We also need to think about a cake, music, how we're going to get her there. Worst of all, the whole stress of getting it all done without letting the cat out of the bag, then...
Whoa, slow down, Sam. It's only a surprise party for Anna, not the Queen. Sit down, breathe, okay? Let's take it one step at a time, shall we? Now, I suggest we start with the guest list. That way we'll know how big a venue we need and then the rest should fall into place. Pass my laptop. No chance of Anna looking on there for clues.
Good plan, Claire. Well, you're only 30 once. It's definitely worth making a big deal of it. I'm sure Anna will want to share it with as many of her friends as we can get in touch with. I know she said she didn't want a big fuss, but people always say that, don't they?
Yeah, I can't understand those people who get all weird about birthdays and bang on about getting old and philosophise about their own sense of mortality. Boring. Live it up, I say.
I couldn't agree more. I'm so relieved none of our friends is like that. But it takes all sorts to make the world go around, I suppose.
True. But what's not to love about birthdays? Centre of attention for the day? Free to indulge yourself and people you love spoiling you? It makes all that getting older nonsense easier to swallow.
Anna's going to love what we've got planned. I can't wait for her reaction when we do the big reveal. We'll definitely have to capture that moment for posterity. And then when...
Wait a minute. I've just got an email from Anna. I don't believe it. She's only gone and booked a holiday to Spain. She says, and I quote, "I'm too old for birthdays, so I know you guys will understand if I disappear for a few days in the sun."
What? That's impossible. How did we get everything so wrong?
No idea, Sam. But I can tell you one thing. It's definitely not the kind of surprise I was expecting to talk about today. Conversation 2. Quick! Switch the TV on. Tony, it started. I've been looking forward to this all week. You know, next year, I think we should invite people over and have a bit of a party. It would make it even more fun that way. What do you think?
What? No way. I don't see what you're getting so excited about. It's only a bunch of overpaid movie stars showing off and flattering each other. I haven't even seen half the films that are up there for awards this year because we've been too busy with work.
Oh, Tony, it's the Oscars. Don't be a spoilsport. You know you love it, really.
OK, if you say so, Rebecca. What is it that you love so much about it anyway?
I don't know, Tony. I just think it would be amazing to go if we ever had the chance. All that glamour, all those stars, all that...
Free food? In fact, free everything. I heard the actors get a mind-boggling number of gifts just for turning up at this kind of thing. I'm not talking chocolates and flowers either. The article I read said all the high-end companies donate gifts like the latest gadgets, holidays, and even cars. Must be nice to be famous.
I'm not sure I agree with you, Tony. Of course, it'd be nice to have the luxury lifestyle and the trappings of wealth, but I definitely wouldn't welcome all the other unsolicited stuff that comes with fame. Think of the daily scrutiny they're under. No amount of designer gear or posh cars would make up for that. I couldn't bear it.
Well, I don't suppose that's something we have to worry about. There's not much chance of us ever being rich or famous.
True, Tony, true. But we can all dream, can't we?
Well, I suppose that's what it's all about, really, isn't it? I mean, Hollywood, the films, the actors. Without dreams, it wouldn't exist. We really should make more of an effort to see some of these films they're talking about. Rebecca? Rebecca? You listening?
Sorry, Tony, I was miles away.
Dreaming about those red carpet dresses, were you? Well, maybe whilst I make a cup of tea, you can have a think about which one you're going to wear to our Oscars party next year. Might be really good fun after all.
Now listen again. Quick! Switch the TV on. Tony, it's started. I've been looking forward to this all week. You know, next year, I think we should invite people over and have a bit of a party. It would make it even more fun that way. What do you think?
What? No way! I don't see what you're getting so excited about. It's only a bunch of overpaid movie stars showing off and flattering each other. I haven't even seen half the films that are up there for awards this year because we've been too busy with work.
Oh, Tony, it's the Oscars. Don't be a spoilsport. You know you love it, really.
OK, if you say so, Rebecca. What is it that you love so much about it anyway?
I don't know, Tony. I just think it would be amazing to go if we ever had the chance. All that glamour, all those stars, all that...
Free food? In fact, free everything. I heard the actors get a mind-boggling number of gifts just for turning up at this kind of thing. I'm not talking chocolates and flowers either. The article I read said all the high-end companies donate gifts like the latest gadgets, holidays, and even cars. Must be nice to be famous.
I'm not sure I agree with you, Tony. Of course, it'd be nice to have the luxury lifestyle and the trappings of wealth, but I definitely wouldn't welcome all the other unsolicited stuff that comes with fame. Think of the daily scrutiny they're under. No amount of designer gear or posh cars would make up for that. I couldn't bear it.
Well, I don't suppose that's something we have to worry about. There's not much chance of us ever being rich or famous.
True, Tony, true. But we can all dream, can't we?
Well, I suppose that's what it's all about, really, isn't it? I mean, Hollywood, the films, the actors. Without dreams, it wouldn't exist. We really should make more of an effort to see some of these films they're talking about. Rebecca? Rebecca? You listening?
Sorry, Tony, I was miles away.
Dreaming about those red carpet dresses, were you? Well, maybe whilst I make a cup of tea, you can have a think about which one you're going to wear to our Oscars party next year. Might be really good fun after all.
Conversation 3.
Good morning. Do you have an appointment?
Yes. Mrs. Roberts, to see the nurse at 10.
Ah, yes, here it is. You're with me, I believe. Would you like to come through?
Is the other nurse not here? Only she usually gives me my immunisations and, well...
No, I'm afraid she's away. If you're not comfortable, I can always make another appointment for you to come back next week. It's no trouble if you'd prefer a female nurse.
No, it's not that. I don't like to make a fuss. It's just I'm not very good with needles, you see. And I, well, I've got to get them done today.
Why don't we give it a go and see how we get on? Let's have a chat first, shall we?
OK. Yes, all right.
Have a seat, Mrs. Roberts. Now, I see from your notes you're going to Mexico, so you'll need several inoculations to protect you. Don't look so worried. One syringe will do the trick. Just roll your sleeve up for me and pop your arm on the table so I can have a look. So, Mexico, how exciting. Have you been before?
Yes, I have. A long time ago now, for work. But I loved it and always hoped to go back for pleasure. You know, see a bit more of the country and visit some of the temples. I can't wait.
Well, a colleague of mine visited that area last year and she adored it. She couldn't stop talking about the food, the music, the wonderful ocean, and all the incredible culture. We were all quite envious here, I can tell you.
Yes, it's stunning, but I hope it won't be too hot at this time of year. I went in the autumn on my previous trip, and the temperature was perfect and, of course, no dreaded mosquitoes.
I would recommend a high-factor sun cream, and, of course, your vaccinations will cover you for any problems with mosquito bites.
Oh, yes, of course. My injection. Shall we get it over with then?
No need, Mrs. Roberts. I did it while we were chatting. All you have to do now is go home and start packing.
Now listen again.
Good morning. Do you have an appointment?
Yes. Mrs. Roberts, to see the nurse at 10.
Ah, yes, here it is. You're with me, I believe. Would you like to come through?
Is the other nurse not here? Only she usually gives me my immunisations and, well...
No, I'm afraid she's away. If you're not comfortable, I can always make another appointment for you to come back next week. It's no trouble if you'd prefer a female nurse.
No, it's not that. I don't like to make a fuss. It's just I'm not very good with needles, you see. And I've got to get them done today.
Why don't we give it a go and see how we get on? Let's have a chat first, shall we?
Okay. Yes, all right.
Have a seat, Mrs. Roberts. Now, I see from your notes you're going to Mexico, so you'll need several inoculations to protect you. Don't look so worried. One syringe will do the trick. Just roll your sleeve up for me and pop your arm on the table so I can have a look. So, Mexico, how exciting. Have you been before?
Yes, I have. A long time ago now, for work. But I loved it and always hoped to go back for pleasure. You know, see a bit more of the country and visit some of the temples. I can't wait.
Well, a colleague of mine visited that area last year and she adored it. She couldn't stop talking about the food, the music, the wonderful ocean and all the incredible culture. We were all quite envious here, I can tell you.
Yes, it's stunning. But I hope it won't be too hot at this time of year. I went in the autumn on my previous trip, and the temperature was perfect and, of course, no dreaded mosquitoes.
I would recommend a high-factor sun cream, and, of course, your vaccinations will cover you for any problems with mosquito bites.
Oh, yes, of course. My injection. Shall we get it over with, then?
No need, Mrs. Roberts. I did it while we were chatting. All you have to do now is go home and start packing.
That is the end of the listening test. Do not forget to transfer your answers to the optical mark form before the end of the examination. You will not be given extra time to do this. You may now continue with the rest of the exam.